ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In a special episode of Big Ideas this week, the Religion and Ethics team explores the religious roots of anti-Jewish prejudice. A key turning point came in the 1800s when a racialized anti-Semitism began to supplant religious bigotry. The most lethal consequences, of course, in the 1930s and 40s. Jeff Levy of the University of New South Wales speaks with me and my colleague Scott Stevens.
These ideas about racial superiority that were percolating in 19th century Europe, which actually go back to the early 19th century, somebody like Count Gobineau, who was a French writer and diplomat, was talking about the superiority of the Aryan and Nordic races. Darwin, of course, writes is on the Origin of the Species, 1859, and his ideas are exploited in terms of social Darwinism, trying to create a hierarchy among the races. And it's probably not coincidental that just as the Jews were successfully assimilating and losing their distinctiveness, both in terms of their practices and in terms of their dress and their appearance, a new form of anti-Jewish prejudice arose, something that couldn't appeal to their Jewish practices, but what it did appeal to and what joined all Jews was the blood that ran through their veins. This is the biological racism that is known as anti-Semitism.
And Jeff, you do have two things, it seems to me, running hand in hand here that are really quite troubling. One is the purported scientific basis for racism, the fact, if you like, of an inferior race. But then you also have the problem that was presented by the requirement that many Jews needed to effectively convert to Christianity in order to gain entry into Christian society. It almost seems as though the scientific and the religious here were going in a really uncomfortable way hand in hand.
Yeah, and there are differences here. For example, in Germany, Jews could organize collectively, but they couldn't enter the state, as you point out, unless they converted. But in France, they could be officers of the state without converting, but they couldn't really organize collectively. You know, French republicanism meant that you needed to respect civil equality by kind of hiding your private identities. There are these tensions between the old anti-Jewish prejudice based on the condemnation of the Jews as Christ killers and Christ deniers, and then the racial anti-Semitism of the latter 19th century based on pseudo-scientific ideas rather than scientific ideas.
And these things really did come to a head, of course, with the Final Solution in Germany. There remains debate among historians. Doesn't there, about Hitler's own faith. In his own writings, he says that his favorite passage in the New Testament is the story of that great Aryan Jesus' expulsion of the Jews from the temple. He says, except now in the hands of the Nazi state, it's not the whip, but the blackjack.
Yeah, the Holocaust depended on several modern ideas. There's a sense in which it could only have happened at least in the 20th century. One of the things that it depended on was a very extensive bureaucracy for mass extermination. The second thing it depended upon was technology. To mass exterminate so many people required new technology. In this case, it was Zyklon B gas. And the third thing it depended on, which wasn't new, was political will. It's sometimes said that Hitler, the only thing original about Hitler was not his ideas for mass extermination, but he went ahead and did it. But it also depended on this idea of the purity of the ethnic nation.
Yeah.
And that's a modern idea, that for a state to be successful, especially if you believe in the superiority of your ethnic group, of the ethnic majority, it needs to maintain its homogeneity, and therefore any minority group represents a threat. And I might just add here, it's sometimes said that modern Jewish history has two terminal points. 1781, which is the date of the essay on the civil improvement of the Jews by Christian Wilhelm von Dohm, in which he argues for Jewish civil equality. So that terminal point, in shorthand, could be called total assimilation. And the second terminal point is 1942, the von See Conference, where the final solution is thought through and administered. And it's said that between those two terminal points, there's a common assumption, and that is the elimination of Jews as a discernible entity on German soil. And there is something to that argument. They're both engaged in the disappearance, if you like, of Jewish distinctiveness. The caution I would add is that there's a world of difference between assimilation and extermination. Mm-hmm.
Jeff Levy of the University of New South Wales. You can find the full Big Ideas special on the religious roots of anti-Semitism at ABC Listen or through the link at our website.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.